Let's talk about the Peaks of Grassy, of course, a decision made by Canmore Council to pave the way for development on the Peaks Landing area, which did prove definitely controversial. Opponents of that decision are not going down without a fight. In fact, one of them was in court in Calgary recently here.
Mark Grumman, who owns a part-time residence on that street, is a Calgary lawyer. He has filed a request for a judicial review of the rezoning decision and an injunction into the development proceeding in the meantime, because it will take some time to schedule a half day or a full day with a justice from the Court of Queen's Bench to hear the legal arguments.
Can an injunction against something that was decided on a council level, like a bylaw about land use like this, can there be an injunction? Can it be overturned by a judge? Like, how does this even work?
That's the great thing, I think, about our legal system. You can appear and argue anything, but it is, of course, up to a judge. I do believe there might be some legal precedent for overturning council decisions when it comes to the land use bylaw. However, in court last week, the town of Canmore's lawyer called the application entirely inappropriate and an attack upon the legislative authority of our elected council.
Okay.
June 21st is when the town and Mr. Grumman will make their representations about having a stay or an injunction. Basically, what that means is that nothing could go forward with this development until the big arguments about the judicial review have been heard.
In the meantime, that's not the only town resource, I guess, that opponents of the Peaks development are utilizing. I understand they've made a ton of freedom of information type requests regarding the decision made and the events leading up to the decision. According to your article here in the Outlook, the town has had to track down about 400 documents and 3,800 emails. They figured processing this, trying to weed out what's protected from disclosure and what they can actually send out, it's going to take about 200 hours or 28 working days. That's a pretty significant dedication of resources to this.
The fee to the applicants of that Freedom of Information request is around $4,000.
Wow.
In my industry, we call that a fishing expedition. Mm. And we don't do it because it's not what the Freedom of Information and Privacy Protection legislation was made for.
It's also not very cost efficient for a
newspaper. There are daily newspapers that do not even have a budget that big for their Freedom of Information requests.
Wow.
These people are throwing like anything at this and seeing if it will stick. If spaghetti, cooked spaghetti would stick to this, they'd throw it at it.
Oh, dear.